7:37 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. We're off and running on a Thursday morning, and if it's after 7:35, we catch up with Jenny Vaughn. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech and our good friend. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you two today?
Well, when it's 60 degrees, sunshine, and it feels like this, we're off to about as good of a start as we can get to. 85 and sunshine today. Hey, don't worry, though, that Father's Day gift that you're getting everybody, that 94 on Sunday, well, thank you. We appreciate that.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
I will take a morning like today every single morning. It's fantastic. And, you know, even the hot weather, we shouldn't complain considering our last winter.
That's right. We don't have to shovel sunshine. So that is the good news. Keith, what's on the docket this morning?
Well, Jenny, you had a kind of a welcome back lunch for the start of the summer semester yesterday. Faculty, students, staff, big gathering outside of Shreveport. It was an incredible success.
Yeah, you know, and our team is just fantastic. This is a new thing that they wanted to try this summer because summer, you know, we've got a lot of guest students. We've got a lot of our continuing students, and it's a different group. It's about half the traditional enrollment that we have for fall and spring, although our summer is very strong. We're up over 5% in our enrollment this summer, which is great. But the team, you know, is always trying to find ways of connecting our students, and the best success for any student and in college or, you know, in life in general is to get involved and be connected. And so they wanted to connect our students with our faculty and staff. And so they thought, let's try this lunch idea and we'll open it up and see what happens. And unfortunately, I wasn't there yesterday. I was off campus, but the reports are that they ran out of food very quickly. There were tons of students. The Shreve Hall was packed with faculty, staff, and tons of students that were making connections. All the tables were full, talking to their faculty, talking to different staff, and, you know, in advising or the admissions office or the business office, people that help them every day. And I just heard it was a great success, and what a great way for our students to connect. And kudos to the team, and I'm just, you know, welcoming our students to the summer term. So it was great.
You are very proud of the support that the community is doing with the Complete Your Degree kind of programs. Boston Scientific is a new part of all of that.
Yes, so we've talked about this before, the Achieve Your Degree, which is a partnership with many of our businesses in our community and the counties that we serve. And we have a new partner in Boston Scientific. Now, they're not new to us as a partner because they partner with us in so many different things, but they have signed on with Achieve Your Degree. And again, that's a collaborative program between us and employers, and we work with their working adults, their employees, to earn a college degree. And Boston Scientific is, standing themselves up to say, hey, we want to help our employees to upskill and better skill themselves for jobs even within Boston Scientific. And they chose 10 different degree programs that we offer, you know, including engineering technology and electrical engineering and industrial technology. Besides that, of course, biotechnology and business degrees and things like that. So, you know, they're one of very many different companies that we're working with. And if you're a company out there that wants to help your employees upskill, Achieve Your Degree is the way to go. And we have the best person who coordinates that for us across the state, and that's Jessica Duncan. And she'd be very happy to talk to you about how that happens and make that work for you and your employees.
Jenny, I see three winners in that. I see the individual student. I see the company that's helping get other students there. And I see Ivy Tech as a winner in all of this.
That's completely correct. And, you know, for me, it's really this about the student. And the employers have tuition reimbursement programs that sometimes go just, you know, not being used. And this is a great way for them to help their employee and for that student to you know, gain lots of new experiences. And most of the time they're staying with their company. You know, it's not about going out to get another job. They want to stay with their company and move up within the organization. So it's a win-win, like you said, for all three groups. So it's awesome.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, there's different lengths of time people have to go to get certificates or degrees or any kind of license, those kinds of things. But there's one program that's kind of interesting. We're technically a two-year college. You go us for 2 years, then you go to a four-year college and get a four-year degree. But there's a program where a student can come right out of high school and in 11 months finish 2 years of college. We call it ASAP. Explain that, because it's an exciting program and it works.
It really does work. It's like over 90, 95% retention and graduation rates for these groups of students. So it's called our ASAP Associate Accelerated Program. So that's exactly what it is. Students immediately out of high school join us. And in fact, we have 40 students this summer. And they are, as they come from 17 different high schools across the state. And in fact, we had a student come from California. They were looking at going to IU and just kind of looking around and seeing what else was, you know, within distance of IU, and they found us. And so this young man is with us this summer, and pretty excited about that. So we have something like, the 40 students, 38 of them came right from graduating high school.
Wow.
So they just graduated. Like, we just had our MCCSC graduation a couple weeks ago, and those students are with us now. And then a couple of them actually graduated in December, so they graduated early. And these students stay within a cohort, and you've heard me talk about the nursing cohort and how the success rate is so incredible because they really bond. They become close classmates, and they help each other. They're there almost like a job every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And they're going to take their full 60 credits that are required for that associate degree in 11 months. So like you said, next May, they will be with us graduating, crossing the stage, getting their diploma. And, you know, from our past graduates, we've seen them go all over the country, all over the state of Indiana, onto their baccalaureate degree, and just some really great success stories. And I just want to shout out to Jennifer Rusk. She runs the program for us. She does an incredible job. We have an open house coming up on July 17th, and that's a Tuesday night, 5 to 7. You'll get to meet students and hear why they chose the ASAP program, and you'll get to tour the campus and really understand what it means to take an accelerated degree program with us. So if you've got any friends or family with a junior in high school who's kind of figuring out where they're going to go and after they graduate, come see us. We'd love to share the program with you.
And Jenny, those kids do get weekends off to study, right? They don't do this all in 11 months wire to wire. They at least get a little bit of break here and there, correct?
That's right. We do, you know, I think they leave Fridays open for studying, tutoring,
right.
You know, even some go off campus and have fun together kind of activities. So yeah, Jennifer runs a tight ship, but these kids have plenty of time for downtime as well.
Well, and the success rate speaks for itself.
It's unbelievable.
Now, you have express enrollment.
We do. Thank you.
This is a drive-through window.
That's right. Come
on.
Jenny's in the window herself today.
Oh, I heard they were cutting a hole in your office, Keith, so people could just drive up to the car.
I'm on the
Be
second
careful.
Floor.
Well, then we'll get a ladder.
Okay.
If it's on the second floor, we'll find a way to get it up there.
We'll figure it out. We can make this happen. Express enrollment is great. It's a way that anybody who wants to start taking classes with us, start a degree program, they can come in and get everything done all at one time. They can talk to an advisor. They can talk to admissions about all the different degree programs. They can work on their financial aid. So tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll have express enrollment in a variety of places, Bloomington, Bedford, and Martinsville, and we'll have a place in Orange County where people within those communities can go right there, right at home, and get all those things taken care of to get ready for fall classes. And then on this Saturday, the campus will be open, we're just doing it in Bloomington. It's going to be a blast. It might be a little warm, but from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., we'll have family-friendly activities, food trucks. It's fantastic. Last year, the place was just packed with people. People don't have to wait long because every staff members are all there on hand to help. And if you want to come out and start to think about what you might want to take in a degree program, come and see us.
Finally, Jenny, you participate in, not you personally, but Ivy Tech, and this weekend's Lemonade Day in Bloomington.
That's right.
Squeeze it.
So much fun.
Better get some sugar.
So much fun. That's right.
How do you guys participate in it?
What did you say?
What is your role, Ivy Tech's role in Lemonade Day?
Well, we're a big partner with a lot of other organizations. We help with, you know, the classes that the kids take in advance to learn all about how to take ownership of or teach them the skills about, you know, how to be a new or how to be a business leader, how to be a social advocate, how to be a volunteer, and all those kinds of things. So we help them and we give them some information so that they can open their lemonade stands. And then so it's really, really great. So this Saturday, they will have we will have the kids out and about all around Monroe County. So they'll be at sporting events, they'll be at in front of businesses. I know First Financial, there's always somebody out in front of First Financial Bank. They'll be in parks, and it's really amazing. Fun, free experience for the kids, and just get some dollars and quarters and go buy some lemonade this weekend.
Hey, Jenny, happy anniversary
to
you.
Happy anniversary. And I bet Steve Bryant's got something to do with that Lemonade Day stuff. Yeah. How many anniversaries is it?
27 years, Neville and I have been married, and I'm the luckiest person on earth, and he's equally as lucky, and that's all I ever say about that.
And he'll,
don't let him forget it.
Well, if he's made it this long, he's already agreed to that.
That's exactly right. Always remind him of that. And then I just wanted a quick shout out to all the fathers out there, and even those that you know, play a role as a father to their kids and grandkids and all of that. Happy Father's Day. So it's going to be a good one.
Wear your sunscreen, stay properly hydrated, and we will get caught up with you next week. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.